sure how to get there. The year was 1985. I had been married for 2 years. It was my sixth year at working as an employee for CMP Telephone Company. I had just turned down a huge promotion. For me, I would have been virtually rich, making $40,000 a year back in 1985. The reason I turned down the money was because I knew God was calling me to ministry. Now, I didn't have any idea how God was going to equip me because I had no formal training and just didn't know how to get to where God wanted me to be. How should you proceed when God has clearly shown you his landing place, but you don't have any idea how to get there? I mean, you might be somebody that God's called to write a book, and you're going, I've never written anything. How do I get there, God? Or maybe you're a lady, and you have a child or children, and your desire one day is to stay home and to rear that child or children, or maybe even to homeschool. And you might be asking the question, Lord, this is what you want, this is what you've put in my heart, but how do I get there? Turn with me to Luke chapter 1, where Mary had a similar dilemma. And the reason I say that is the angel had come to her, remember back in chapter 1 and verse 31, and said that you're going to bear the Messiah. And then she essentially goes, well, how can that be? I am a virgin. How would God bring that to pass? She knew the destination. She just wasn't sure how she was going to get there. Let me read this to you. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Join me in prayer, please. Father, I thank you because life is an exciting journey. And Lord, there are times you direct us, you tell us where we need to be, but we're not really sure how to get there. I thank you that you're the God who gives direction. And Lord, for anyone here today, or perhaps everybody that's here today that has that situation going on in his or her life, please instruct us now from your holy word that we might have the direction that we need. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Mary doesn't doubt God's ability to do what the angel said would be done. She just wasn't sure how to get there. Now, turn back for just a moment to Luke chapter 1, because I want to show you a contrast between the professional clergyman, Zacharias. Remember, he's at the altar. He is ministering as a priest, and the angel Gabriel appears and says, your prayer has been answered. Your wife is going to have a son. And remember what Zacharias said, 1:18. He said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am, and it's emphatic there, an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. And the angel answered and said to him, emphatically as well, if I might add, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place. And here's the reason why. Because